Welcome. If you're visiting with us, we're glad you're here. Thank you for coming. Thank all of you for coming to worship. On the right-hand side of your bulletin in the church calendar box, you'll see the activities that are lined up for this coming week. Please come and join us Wednesday night at 6:30 for a light meal and then a time of Bible study and prayer. Together, 6:30 p.m. in the Ed Building across the street. Our next family fellowship luncheon will be hosted by Patrick and Lynn Vitart on the third Sunday in September, which is September the 18th. And our Knowing God book study, which normally meets at 6:30 p.m. on Sunday afternoon, is canceled tonight since this is Labor Day weekend. Down at the bottom of the right side of the bulletin, you'll see the Westminster Shorter Catechism, question 87. Question 87 says, "What is repentance unto life?" And the answer is, call to worship this morning comes from Psalm 103, verses 1 through 5. Would you read it with me responsively? "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all your iniquities.
Who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." Now, would you please stand and let's sing the doxology. Seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Worthy of praise from every mouth of confession, from every tongue of worship, from every creature is your glorious name, O Father. You created the world by the word of your mouth, by the word of your power, and in love you wonderfully redeemed it. Wherefore, with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, we adore and magnify your holy name, evermore praising you. In this hour of this day, fill us, O Lord, with your mercy, that rejoicing throughout the day, we may glory in your praise through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our first hymn this morning is number 457, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. Would you please take your hymn book and stand if you are able, and let's sing all stanzas of Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. Confess our faith together using the ancient Apostles' Creed. Christian, what is it that you believe? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. You may be seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. O Lord our God, You are worthy to receive glory and honor and power, for You created all things, and by Your will they exist and they were created. We confess that we have loved created things more than You, the Creator. Forgive us for loving the passing pleasures of this life more than You, the Author of life. Forgive us for loving temporal comfort more than You, the God of mercy and comfort. Forgive us for loving the sinful desires of the flesh more than You, the God of truth and holiness. We see the effects of unrestrained evil in our society. We pray that You would help us to resist it. We pray that You would forgive and cleanse us of the evil that resides in our own hearts. Thank You for all Your benefits, for forgiving all of our iniquities, for healing all of our diseases, for redeeming our lives from the pit, and for crowning us with steadfast love and mercy. May blessing to Your holy name arise from all that is within us, and give us an eternal and heavenly perspective on this brief and uncertain life. In the strong name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Page 794 in the back of your Trinity hymn book, you will find Psalm 130, the words of Psalm 130, of Psalm 30. So would you please turn there? That's our responsive reading this morning, Psalm 30. Would you read it with me responsively? I will exalt You, O Lord, for You lifted me out of the depths and did not let my enemies gloat over me. O Lord, You brought me up from the grave. You spared me from going down into the pit. For His anger lasts only a moment, but His favor lasts a lifetime. When I felt secure, I said, I will never be shaken. To You, O Lord, I called. To the Lord I cried for mercy.
What vain is there in my destruction, in my going down into the pit?
Will the dust praise You? Will it proclaim Your faithfulness?
Hear, O Lord, and be merciful to me. O Lord, be my help.
You turned my wailing into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, with that my heart may sing to You and not be silent. Our next hymn is number 499, Rock of Ages. If you are able, please take your hymn book and turn to 499 and stand and let's sing all stanzas of Rock of Ages. Cleft for me.
Thank you.
with you. You may be seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer as we prepare to receive our morning offering. Our Father in heaven, in Jesus Christ, you have given to us the best that heaven can give. You deserve no less than our hearts, our soul, our all. And these offerings are a small expression of our gratitude to you. Please take them and use them for your glory and to advance the kingdom of Jesus Christ throughout this place and to the uttermost parts of the earth. We pray in His name. Amen. The title of the message this morning is not what was the purpose of the transformation, like it says in the bulletin. My secretary mistyped that. The title of it is what was the purpose of the transfiguration. The transfiguration. It's about the transfiguration. And the text is Luke chapter 9, verse 28 through 36. Luke chapter 9, 28 through 36. Now about 8 days after these sayings, he took with him Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And as he was praying, the appearance of his face was altered and his clothes became dazzling white. And behold, two men were talking with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and those who were with him were heavy with sleep, but when they became fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. And as the men were parting from him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you and one for Moses and one for Elijah," not knowing what he said. As he was saying these things, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were afraid as they entered the cloud. And a voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my Son, my chosen one. Listen to him." And when the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. And they kept silent and told no one in those days anything of what they had seen. This is the word of God. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of God stands and abides forever. May He bless the reading of it and the preaching of it to you this morning. And we'll bring a message from that text about the transfiguration after the choir sings the special.
I have no fear when you
Amen.